Step 7, coming humbly for God's help. What does it mean to humbly ask God to remove our shortcomings? If we truly have come to that place where we want God to remove our shortcomings, then we will have given some thought to what they actually are. We will be mindful of the negative effect they have had on our lives and strongly desire to have them removed. From the Bible, we read, "The Lord is good and does what is right. He shows the proper path to those who go astray. He leads the humble in doing right, teaching them his way. The Lord leads with unfailing love and faithfulness all who keep his covenant and obey his demands." From Psalm 25, verses 8 to 10. When we think of our character shortcomings, is there a sense of regret, or do we attempt to justify what we have done and perhaps continue to do? To humbly ask God to remove our shortcomings reveals that we have become aware of how far we have strayed from the ways of God and from being the person he created us to be. We are humbled by the price Jesus paid to set us free from our sin and make it right with God. We know that only by the power of the Holy Spirit living in us will we be able to live the purposeful life we have been given. We are truly humbled by the fact that God has promised to provide everything we need to live a life devoted to him. We will strengthen the new foundation we have laid in recovery by our daily admission that without God we can do nothing. Obedience to God's word is the tried and true way to have victory over self-absorption. God does not want us to focus on our faults. He wants us to focus on getting to know his will for our lives as revealed in the Bible, and then put that knowledge into action. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I recognize the shortcomings in my character and humbly ask you to remove them. I receive your forgiveness for my sins and look to you for rest for my soul. I surrender my fear and worries to you. I ask you to change my thinking and believing until I am totally secure in your love and goodness. I choose to embrace life on your terms. Amen.